episode 850, and you still laugh.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're having a fabulous week. It may only be Tuesday, but sometimes it can just get yucky really fast. Well, today, you're going to gain some inspiration, and you still laugh. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. When life gets you down, somehow hope prevails and you still laugh. Maybe you face a devastating situation, yet joy emerges from the ashes. There are those times in life where you don't get it. It's not fair. Why me, you question, and you still laugh. It's easier to focus on the pain instead of celebrating the blessings. It's the trap. The negativity draws you in. It's a force to be reckoned with, and you still laugh. Today marks the fourth day since my son's motorcycle accident. There's been multiple doctor's appointments, calls from the insurance companies, and concerned friends. I was reminded today as I was dressing his wounds that he's ticklish. I was placing this ointment on his road rash, and oh my gosh, does he have a lot. But I won't go into those excruciating, yucky, details, because you don't need to get all grossed out. I'll just tell you, it's not fun. It's not pretty. And there's some big areas. And so I'm dressing them, and all of a sudden, he begins to kind of make this noise that's kind of a giggle, sort of a laugh, but yet I'm not sure if he's like, oh, I'm in pain. I'm like, okay, so I stopped and his foot even jerked a little bit because he was laying on his stomach. And I'm like, oh my gosh, did I hurt you? And he goes, oh no. And I said, okay, are you ready? Can I try it again? And I did it again. And he began to giggle. And I couldn't help but have this huge smile on my face. Now, he wasn't looking at me, but there was this joy that came over me that lifted my spirits. We're pretty much a joyful family. We laugh a lot. That doesn't mean bad things don't happen or circumstances don't always go the way we want them. No, we don't live life on a silver platter, but we see a lot of blessings and we enjoy our life, but joy was lost and it kind of got buried. And I hadn't heard much laughter in the home. All I heard was sorrow and even frustration and fatigue and sometimes more of people at each other's throats going, you know, we're just stressed out. There's so much going on. We don't know how to get over this hurdle. Yet today it was all melted away. The little giggles from my baby. Yeah, he's a big baby now, but he's still and will always be my baby. I went to the other side to dress it also, and his other foot went up, and he giggled some more. This was truly the best time so far since the accident. And you still laugh. Laughter is medicine for the soul, and when it's missing, there's a haze that disguises and represses your emotions. Nothing's normal anymore. You can't see. You know how in the wintertime you have the fog that comes over, and in driving they say you can only see so far? Well, when you have this haze amongst you and there's like no joy and you're just kind of like there, just existing, it does something to you emotionally. It depletes the joy bank account. So when you are experiencing challenging times, storms, and trials and tribulations, use laughter to lift your spirits, to break the negativity, and to heighten gratitude. As I was listening to my sweet son giggle, I was only inspired with greater joy and hope for healing. We turned a corner, the two of us did together. There is healing. You can have this too when life reveals only hurt and regret and sorrow. And you still laugh. You see, God provides hope by blessing you with laughter. Your hope will increase as you give yourself permission to laugh. What happens is when we think that things are happening and it's negative and we just kind of go down in that tunnel and we're there. We hide out in that cave because we already know what to expect. And it's almost easier. I mean, it is easier. And every single time I'm out now and I see a motorcyclist or I see a semi, either one of those, it jars my memory of the phone call I received that dreadful afternoon. But then I have to go back and remember and say, whoa, whoa, whoa. But there's so much more to the story, and you still laugh. God provides hope, but it's whether or not you want to exercise that muscle. That muscle that he gives you is laughter. Laughter helps you cope with everyday life and stuff we wish we never would see happen or come our way. There is a time for everything. A time to cry and a time to laugh. When have you laughed lately at yourself, truly gotten just giddy over something and not felt guilty about it? Because sometimes when we get into the sorrow of our life, the hurt of our life, and we're going through a trial and tribulation, we have guilt that follows. I know for me, death is a hard one. And I've been to lots of funerals, not just of my family and friends, but of our extended family. Being a preacher's kid, you go to a lot of funerals. And you also go to a lot of celebrations of life and weddings. When things are going well, it's easy to let your guard down and enjoy life and laugh. That's truly a gift that God has given us. It's the best medicine for our soul. It replenishes our joy bank account. It gives us greater hope. It also is healing because it rejuvenates the heart. And it says, you know what? There is going to be another day. Have hope. Have hope in me. And you still laugh. As much as we don't want to feel or carry the guilt of laughing, there's nothing better but to laugh, to remember the silly memories, even when you might be experiencing a funeral, the loss of a loved one, a good friend. Laughter is there for a reason. So don't take your life so seriously when it comes to what's best for your soul. Because sometimes we repress things that shouldn't be. We need to let loose a little bit. We need to smile more. We need to be grateful for the blessings that we have. And yeah, me tickling my son, dressing his wounds. Yeah, I don't like that part. But you know what? I can be grateful for what he has come through and how he is now beginning to heal. God's going to use this in a bigger way. But again, you have to take the situation and give it to God. And still, you laugh. God is good all the time. It's just whether or not are you willing to kind of let it go. Have fun. And that doesn't mean that I'm not telling you to go out and like have a party. That's not what I'm saying. But to drum up good memories, create new ones. Remember things that were funny. Turn on a comedian that you love to listen to. Turn on an old show. Yeah, remember the good old day type shows that had good humor in it. And watch some reruns. Laugh more so you can smile even bigger. And allow your hope and your joy to consume you instead of being trapped in your trials and tribulations. It's no fun to be chained to those. It's time to be a chain breaker, and you still laugh. Go out and live, love, and impact. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.